Hello, this is Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital here with another podcast. I hope this is helpful and informative. Today's podcast is on GDV, gastric dilatation volvulus. This has come up in popular media with Marley and Me, the movie. It's recently occurred to a good friend of mine's dog. We see it fairly often, and it's worth discussing. GDV, gastric dilatation volvulus, is a situation when your dog, usually dogs, although it can happen to cows, but when your dog has a bloat, which is the stomach over inflates with gas. And this can be, it's usually a gas situation. Sometimes it can be food because it's complete overeating, but usually it's gas. And then torsus afterwards where it twists. And when the stomach twists, this is the GDV. So you have a bloat and then you have a torsion. Bloat alone is not necessarily fatal. Food bloats, some of you have experienced Jack Russells that get into the cat food and they just eat the whole thing. We can treat that usually non-surgically. We can fix it with fluids, make him vomit, things like that. GDV, you can't. You only have a surgical option to treat. So it's caused by a dysfunction of the esophagus and the stomach sphincter where they're blocked at both ends. And this is when the stomach fills with gas, food acts as a pendulum effect, and the stomach rotates. So if you picture a balloon, throw a bunch of BBs in the bottom of it, and then rotate it on a pendulum point, it flips over like that. So this is really a disease of deep-chested dogs. They're the most common. Labradors, setters, Dobermans, Great Danes, poodles, hound dogs, basset hounds. It's one study I read said that 37% of all Great Danes will experience this. It's older dogs, often overfed dogs or once a day fed dogs. Dogs eat and then roll. Dogs eat and then play. There's some studies suggesting that stress is involved in it, concurrent gastric diseases, things like that. But for the most part, think deep chested dog. Any dog with a chest that's deep and barrel like, because it's going to give the stomach room to inflate and then pendulum. Dietary studies have showed that there's no difference in diet for the most part. They used to think that raising the bowl off the ground would help. In fact, that may not be helpful or detrimental. No ingredients in food except maybe, you know, gastric stomach delaying things like heavy fatty meals might help, but usually not. So it's really just this deep-chested dog you have to watch out for. Symptoms of a GDV, uncomfortableness, weakness, respiratory rate, respiratory effort increases, retching without vomiting. That's the one that's really important. When your dog starts gagging or retching and nothing comes up, that's something to worry about. Increased heart rate, arrhythmias, severe lethargy, just an uncomfortable dog. Imagine that you're having severe bloating in your stomach, but you can't release that gas and it's getting worse and worse and worse. Diagnosing a GDV is based usually on an x-ray, a lateral x-ray, where we see gas and a displaced pylorus in the stomach area, which is a part of the stomach, but in the abdominal section of the dog. Then history, breed, physical exam. The stomach can have a tympani, which is a gas-sounding tap when you bang on it. Let me stress that this is an emergency where hours and even minutes can matter in the outcome and the treatment of your dog. You know, if this is something that happened 2 days ago, we're not going to see your dog. Your dog has probably already passed, unfortunately. This is something that is very quickly becomes a serious, serious problem. Treatment always includes surgery. X-rays initially diagnose it, CBC blood test to see how bad your dog is, if there's any concurrent problems, IV fluids at very high rates, and we'll get back to that in a second. But we try to pass a stomach tube and deflate the gas out of the stomach, or we pass a trocar, which is a needle, into the abdomen of the dog through the sides into the stomach to release some of that gas. That gas is causing pressure. Now, that pressure is going to necrose part of the stomach because it's going to block vessels that are feeding your stomach. It's going to block portal veins, which are your hepatic, your liver veins. Cardiac vessels can be affected. So this swollen stomach can be a serious problem for other parts of the body, not just the stomach. You can get death in the stomach, intestines, spleen can be trapped. Your dog's liver and heart can be affected. It is a serious emergency. Then we do, after we pass or decompress the stomach as much as we can, we go into surgery. we try as best we can to replace the stomach anatomically by derotating it or counter-rotating it the way back. We look for any compromise in the stomach wall, intestines, spleen. We remove the spleen if necessary. We remove part of the stomach if necessary. If we see black or dead stomach, that's a major procedure, but we can remove part of the stomach. And we then run the entire area of the intestinal tract to see if there's any other damage. That's a serious thing. I mean, this can really affect a whole bunch of organs, and it needs to be addressed quickly. One of the studies, again, there are many, many studies, but there's a 10 to 60% mortality rate. And even with surgery, it's 15 to 33%. So, you know, on average, is 75% of these animals with surgery do fine, but still 25% or more do not. If you leave them without surgery, you have probably a 90% mortality rate. Some will counter-rotate back themselves if lucky, I guess. I've never seen of it or heard anyone I know about it. Prevention. Prevention is the key to this whole disease or process. You have to know your breeds. Know that Akitas, Great Danes, again, you know, Irish Setters, Boxers, Labs, Dobermans, Wolfhounds, big breed dogs are seriously at risk. These are dogs you just have to know this is something to look for. It's like a male cat. If you have a male cat, you know it can block. If you have a big dog, you know it can get a GDV. Diets. Multiple small meals is usually better than one big one. Make sure the dogs don't eat and then run around, race, play, or especially roll on their back. That's how you're going to get that stomach twisting. If you have a dog that gulps down food really quickly, you want to stop that. So they make these special bowls that have plastic built into them or spikes built into them, so the dogs have to really gingerly eat around them so they can't gulp their food down. If you have a dog with siblings with GDVs or the dog's of older age or stressed or has other gastrointestinal problems, you got to watch out for that. Never let your dog roll legs overhead. So you don't want your dog rolling on its back, ideally ever. Even though some dogs are going to be scratching and doing that kind of thing, you ideally don't want to do that, especially after they eat. That's how you're going to get torsion in the stomach. The best thing you can do if you have one of these large breed dogs is a prophylactic gastropexy. That's done either laparoscopically by a boarded surgeon who does that, or your regular veterinarian can usually do it, where they go in on a healthy dog abdominally and they suture the stomach wall, the stomach to the body wall. It's something you could probably do with a female dog during a spay if the veterinarian is interested in that, or you can do it as a separate procedure, especially with male dogs. But what you want to do is fix the stomach wall to the body wall. That way it can't rotate out of position. We do it after or always when we do a GDV surgery. So after you do a surgery, you want to do this gastropexy to prevent this from ever happening again. Once the dog's had a GDV, like we talked about sibling-wise, they're prone to have it again. It's a large-chested dog, so you want to do it at the time of surgery, but it's a really good idea to have this done prophylactically. If you have a Great Dane, you should definitely be considering this. There are, like I said, ways to do it less invasively with the laparoscopic procedure, and you just have to call around and find out who does that. But I would definitely recommend having this done as a preventative measure for a big breed, deep-chested dog. Again, GDV is a nasty, nasty thing. I mean, you're looking at thousands of dollars regardless. It's a major surgery. It's a lot of treatments, fluid therapy to rehydrate once the veins are blocked by the stomach. We need to rehydrate everything. It's a big procedure, overnights in the hospital, but it's a must. If you notice your dog doing any of these symptoms, make sure to call your vet or call the emergency office. Hopefully this helped you learn a little something about GDV. And if you watch Marley and Me or any of these movies, where I hope I didn't give away the ending, but there it comes up a little bit in some of these movies, you know, at least you're now informed. Hope this is helpful. Again, this is Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. Visit our blog site. It's at www.greenbrier-emergency.com. And there's more things to learn there. Thanks.